And your music is amazing. It was so amazing with this place. We really enjoyed it. Thank you so much to come from Germany for this and this high here. Really, thank you very much, Christian. It was an honor to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Place. Yeah. And people really loved it. So if you have some questions, you can ask Christian now. You already asked a lot of questions, so I won't be able to ask all questions to you because otherwise I will be there until the end of the night. So first question from Nico. So how long did you prepare this set, and was it prepared or was it improvised? Or
I did some special things for today. Actually, it's my regular live set.
Yeah.
So I mean, regular is different because I have many different projects, but for this one, it's my club setup actually. So I prepared some more stuff for today to show to the people.
Maybe more.
Yeah. So actually, I started working on this live set in 2012 or something. So
oh.
It was the evolution since then.
Okay.
So everything, I skipped something, I added something. So it's, yeah, I just got back to the early set some days ago, and I realized that it was something totally different.
Mm.
So yeah, it's an evolution.
So 6 years, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Another question, can you describe all your instruments tonight? So a lot of people asking about this.
That's just an electron drum machine.
Yeah.
And I have the samples from my original tracks in here, so I can play like the sounds.
Oh, nice.
But you also have a synthesizer inside you, so you can add some noise and things like that to make it more dynamic.
Yeah.
And that's for Ableton, just a controller to launch the clips, and I have effects on here. Like a lot of delay things and pitch shifter things, stuff like that. And that's just a Nord lead.
Nord lead.
Yeah, I'm playing mostly pads on it. I use it for the productions as well. So as you've seen, maybe the keys I'm playing are pretty simple, but that's how the music works.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of sub bass, and I add high frequency pads, but they are basically pretty simple, but in combination it makes a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's, that's the thing.
And you started music at 14, I guess?
Yeah, pretty early, yeah.
How did it, why, was it something like, is there anything, why did you want to start the music? Has it been something
particular? Well, I think it was something already inside me, because I used to do like some collage things and painting before, when I was really early, and my best friend was a guitar player, and he was playing every day, and we were hanging out, and I was doing this little sketches and stuff, and he was playing guitar. So there always was something creative maybe inside me. I never really realized that, but it was just something I like to do. So then I never made it to school to learn guitar or something.
Mm.
So I had
learned yourself.
Yeah, I had a computer at home, so no guitar. So I just, why not give it a try and try some music program, the early ones back then. So and I thought like maybe electronic music sounds pretty simple actually, so it could be fun to do it.
And
that was the starting point. Yeah.
Mm, okay. And you were talking about painting. You still paint now?
Yeah, I just got back to it again. So I'm working on some new stuff. So
where can we see your painting?
I think there will be an exhibition this year. I don't have a date yet, but I guess there will be something. So we are working on it at the moment.
And you will announce it on your page?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Cool. I also wanted to talk about your last album, Mare. Is it like
this?
Yeah. And also especially about a video clip you made called The Hole.
Mm-hmm.
Made with Amnesty International.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about this?
That was a special project for us because friends of mine from the Czech Republic, they are filmmakers, and they got in contact with me. They want to make this project to help the children with all the refugee crisis and all this crazy things happening in our world. So we wanted to yeah, make people aware of this a little bit more, and also about the emotional side of this, how it feels like to be without home, and especially if you're a kid, you need your parents as something. Yeah, that's it's unbelievable actually, yeah, for us, I think.
Yeah.
So it's you can't do enough just to make people aware of this things happening. So that was the reason. Yeah.
Okay. So guys, check really, this video is really beautiful. You've made a really nice work. And so it's called Haul, H-A-U-L, Christian Loeffler. You can check it on YouTube. I'm also checking your question now. Ask him if he's doing other stuff of only music. Right, we've talked about painting.
Yeah.
Is there any other
photography?
Taking photos.
Yeah, pictures. That's also a point. Like when I'm traveling, it's much easier to just take a photo. Like here's a perfect place for things like that. So every time I come to beautiful places, it's or just on the road something. Yeah, it's good if you have time. You're bored a little bit, you can do something. It's a nice thing. I like it.
Question from Maxim: which artist inspired you or inspire you?
Honestly, for electronic music, the thing was I was really into guitar music and stuff like that. So a little bit nerdy to this genre. So electronic music, I wasn't really knowing anything about it. So I just turned on the radio, and there was some Blanken Jones show going on, like early trance in Germany, also Tiesto and stuff like that. And I liked it because, yeah, I realized that the melodies are nice and it's coming nice together, and there's a power in it from the beat and things, and the rhythm is really focused. So I was interested in this kind of stuff. So yeah, when I started making electronic music, I tried to do trance like this.
Oh,
so
you tried trance, really?
Yeah. So I think a lot. I made a lot of trance tracks.
Right
back then.
And right now, are you listening to trance music, or what are you listening to when you are?
Many different stuff, but to be honest, I just came back to trance music some weeks ago. I just realized I was listening to this stuff so much, but I stopped it for years. I was into techno and like also drum and bass and things like that, and also indie music and yeah, all that kind of stuff actually, and classical music. So I came back to some trance classics now, and I realized that's really nice. That's
and
really
and
cool.
You
yeah?
want to create a trance music now or no?
Yeah, or why not? Maybe I just finished a new track, and some years ago I would have said that's kind of neo trance or something. I don't want to release it, but now I'm thinking about it, maybe putting it out soon.
Nice. Also, is it true that your father customizes some of your gears?
Yeah, we just prepared some. I also have a piece of wood with a contact microphone on it, and we built a station for it. So there's you can also play it with a MIDI keyboard.
Nice.
But that's a little bit difficult to bring here sometimes at the airport. They don't know what it is, and I had some problem with it back then. So we just want to modify it a little bit more to make it look a little bit
more
common. Yeah, but that's a thing we built together.
Nice. I'm checking if there is another answer. Yeah, it's a nice question. How do you feel right now playing in front of no one and in this beautiful
I totally enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I mean, I was also pretty excited about it, so in front of a camera is always a special thing.
Yeah.
But especially if you do your personal stuff, but I enjoyed myself. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's I'm super thankful to be here.
Cool. Cool. And my last question, what are you planning for 2018? Your last album was I think 2 years ago. Are you preparing a new album?
Yeah, right now I'm still working on music, but there's also something finished. So we're going to release new tracks pretty soon. It's going to be several releases, and the result is a new album, so they're gonna be something pretty soon.
Cool. So check Christian Loeffler socials, and thank you very much to you. It was We were really happy to start this new year with you.
Thank you so much.
And I also wanted to thank, and I'm sorry, I need to check exactly because it's like a long, to thank the Office de Tourisme Intercommunal du Pays des Sorgues et aussi, and also, la mairie de Fontaine de Vaucluse. Thank you very much to them. They authorized us. Yes. Don't worry. I won't forget the mystery box. And I also wanted to thank you, all of my team, because there are a lot of people working for this nice set. And also tell us good luck, because we now need to bring all the stuff back down. And there is a little a tradition at Circle. It's a mystery box. It's a little gift.
Okay.
And here it
nice.
Is. It's a gift from the council from here, from this city.
Thank you so much. Thank
so
you.
You will have a souvenir. A
thank
souvenir,
you. Thank you so much
from them. And it's like
nice.
And a little mug and
okay, it's from the region.
Yeah, it's from the region, and I guess this is lavender, right?
Oh, that's great.
That's lavender.
I already have something in my studio, okay, so that's a perfect fit. Yeah, nice.
Thank you very much, and thank you guys. It's good to be back, and Happy New Year, because we didn't tell you Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, and see you next week, and bisous. Ciao.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
It was nice.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was really
a pleasure.
Yeah, really cool, and people really loved it. We are like 200,000 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, a lot of people.
It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it really worked well. So,
wow,
we are really
nice. Great.
It was nice. I had a lot of other questions, but you know when you're
it's
like...
not enough time.
Yeah,
right?
Not enough time. Yeah, it's good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Little souvenir.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I was thinking it must be nice to be on holiday here.
Yeah.
Especially now, there's nobody here. It's nice to discover the
all the regions.